We went to Japan by way of Hawaii and took Paul White with us, by the way, and measured serum cholesterol there and got a fair idea of the frequency of coronary heart disease. We worked in the big Japanese hospital, Kuakini.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Hospital there, the big hospital. Mm-hmm. And we got excellent cooperation. And then we went on to the Southern Island, the headquarters where Noboru was the big shot in medicine, and checked a fair sample, but not systematic as it was later in the seven countries. Mm-hmm. And there we found very low cholesterol. The diet was obviously low in fat, and we couldn't find any coronary cases. We found one man in the death records. He was a physician, by the way. Mm-hmm. He had lived in Hawaii for 20 years and then had moved back to Japan. So then finally we went to Los Angeles and got a sample of Japanese there. They had some sort of a Japanese club or something like that. And they had much higher cholesterol, ate quite a different diet, and there were no shortage of coronary cases. So there it looks as though the diet is everything. Mm-hmm. But then you could say, well, why do these people migrate from one place to the other? Maybe there's something other than the diet, other than purely economic. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, and you have other questions.
Do you think there may be a genetic factor then involved in that?
No, I don't think. I can't even make a reliable guess. I just say that we cannot deny there may be something there. Oh. Why do people move from one place to another? Mm-hmm. Besides what you would think of right offhand, you know, mostly economic
necessity, not having jobs at home and being able to work in the cane fields in Hawaii or do truck gardening in California.